This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. When it comes to home repairs, we could all use a guy. Well, we've got the guy, and we've got the show. For all your home improvement questions, we've got answers. This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Now, here's your host, Dayton Kane and David Nason.
Good morning. Memorial Day weekend. David, I see you have all your gear on today to support the military, but we need to stop and just think of those who actually made the ultimate sacrifice and gave their life this weekend. That's what it's about. But thank you for supporting with what you're wearing.
Yeah, I went on the honor flight last April with my dad. So, Dad, if you're listening, that was a great day. Really, you know, spent a lot, meant a lot to me. So I'm sure it did to you as well. And, yes, thank you for all the families that are listening that have lost a loved one who defended our country. We appreciate that very much.
Oh. All right. Now it's time to talk fixing stuff. And we do have a guest this morning.
Yes.
You have been on the show before, Dave Callies.
Yes, sir.
But this is the first time representing your company specifically. Mm-hmm. Why don't you introduce your company and what you guys do?
Well, Dave Callies, owner of Dimension Design Build Remodel. And as the title says, we're a design build company that does new home construction and larger addition and remodeling projects.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks. And glad to be here. And I second the notion about the veterans. Thank you for your service. You're right. That's ultimately what this weekend is about.
Right.
So I see award-winning MBA member, award-winning NARI member. You guys are doing good stuff, it sounds like. So this is a high-end, like, you're not coming in to spackle a hole in my wall. Mm-hmm. This is like you're building and designing beautiful stuff. I'm looking at your website.
Yeah. Yes.
How'd you get into this?
Well, back in high school, I took all the architecture courses I could and then rolled that into college, got a degree in architecture at UWM.
Yeah, right. I think just after me, right?
I think
what year?
So.
What year did you graduate?
I was 97.
Yeah, I graduated in 91 from UWM. Yeah.
So, and after that, I actually got a job through a professor, not with a professor, but he knew... He had a connection at the Marcus Corporation.
Oh, nice.
And they were looking for a kind of a part-time person to be a project manager. And I had really never considered project management or anything, but I went for it and ended up working there for, 3-4 years as a project manager remodeling their hotel chain around the country. So... At the time, I'm a youngster coming out of college, and I mean, kind of cool. You get to travel the country and
seen a lot of different things.
So I wasn't married, didn't have kids at that point. So that was really cool, and I got to learn. I had a great boss. He was one of my favorites, and learned a lot, and just went down the project management path, and really grew in love with that. And I never really saw myself being an architect sitting at a drafting table. It just,
Me too.
David's raising his hand too. And I like it some of the time, but I also like to be out and about moving, being in the field where the real stuff's happening.
Yeah.
So
agreed.
As a project manager, it gives you that great balance.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to interact with customers, you get to interact with subcontractors, vendors, you're the middleman for basically everything on a construction job. And, I kind of just really, really loved that position and went on to be project manager a couple other different places, including Horizon Retail Construction, doing some real, real big stuff. And then following that, I decided to start my own company and 16 years later, haven't looked back. Yeah. So,
and doing that big stuff and understanding what all goes into all that, it really then it makes it easier to kind of scale down to what you're doing now.
Yeah. But I love the complexity of that.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. The complexity of it. Now you can bring what you learned and maybe some things you shouldn't do or something and scale that down to what you are doing now.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I so enjoyed, you know, one, my first project at Hunzinger was Bayshore Mall when they did that whole addition renovation, and I just thought it was, I was tickled. It was so fun, so cool, so much going on, and I was an important part of that, mm-hmm. and kind of bringing that to my own company right now, and that's why we gravitate towards design, build, and the bigger projects, just because I love the complexity mm-hmm. of that.
All right, we do need to take our first break, but when we come back, I'm going to ask you, Dave, specifically, for this hour, what could people call in and ask questions about? So think about that as we go into this. Siding Unlimited, WTMJ Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. If you want to check them out, you can go to DimensionDBR.com while we're in this commercial break, but more with Dave Calley coming up with Dimension Design Build Remodel on The Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
The Fix-It Show with Dayton Kane and David Nason on WTMJ.
It's going to be partly cloudy, a high of 63 today. Our average high is 71, so we're a little lower than that, but pretty decent for Memorial Day weekend.
It's going to be nice out closer. By me, I think.
Yeah.
You get away from the lake, definitely. It'll be much nicer out there.
Definitely out in the lake country.
Lake country, yes.
I
got to get the boat out.
Dave Calley with us.
Stop talking about boats, Dave.
Don't mention boats in front of Dave.
Yeah,
He gave up his fishing this morning to be here. That, hey, we thank you for that.
Yeah.
For giving up fishing early. I'm still going afterwards.
Yes, yeah, that's just true. Not. I'm just missing the early king bite right now, and all my buddies are going to tell me.
Sun coming up.
Should have been here. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, Dimension Design Build Remodel, that's the company. Walk us through the process if somebody wants to work with you so they know as they're listening, because it is a Fix-It Show, what questions they could ask about what you could answer questions on.
So. Yeah, so as I said, we are design build, meaning we take care of everything under one roof. So whether it's a new home or a larger addition or remodeling project, we start with a preliminary design phase where we're going to spend some money and our designer is going to go through, you know, a lot of different design possibilities for our customers. Because I tell people, you know, and people always like, well, I just, you know, I'm calling for an estimate. And I say, well, you know, I could maybe give you a guess range, but to just give you an estimate based on something that hasn't been designed yet is impossible.
It's mm-hmm. somewhere between 5,000 and 100,000.
And you're blank. Well,
somewhere in there.
Yep. Even the 100 might be low.
200,000.
Well, especially these days.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. You know, so I people get frustrated a little bit when they call and say, well, I'm just looking for an estimate. And I say, well, you know, we're not just doing a 5x8 bathroom here. Our projects are typically, you know, that maybe that's a part of what we do, but we typically don't just do something like that. So, we're not just putting up a new roof here.
It's, but even that 5x8 bathroom.
It can vary quite a bit.
What are the finishes are you putting in there? Are you importing tile from, you know, Tuscany or something?
And I get into all that and people are like, well, I got a drawing right here. Just I scratch some stuff on and I go, well, okay, I'm not trying to be difficult, but so anyway, we get into a preliminary design phase where we'll spend a lot of time with our designer coming up with all the possibilities, and then we boil it down to one, and then I get it in my hands so I can put some real construction numbers to that, and I can do that because we have decisions made, stuff is on paper. You know, we're not going to have all the finishes selected yet, but we generally might know, you know, hey, we want carpet in the bedroom, or we want wood floor in
LVP, or you know
whatever
what direction you're going.
Yeah. So, and I tell people, you know, we'll give you a kind of a mid-range allowance, but here's a number that we can stand firm by because we've thoroughly analyzed it: plumbing, electrical, HVAC. We've taken everything into consideration, and then we can get a real good picture about, you know, we're not giving you an estimate. We're giving you this is the price with allowances.
Yeah.
And then we can say, are we in a good place or do we still need to do some work yet?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we've got to do some value engineering. Sometimes maybe we got to defer to one of the designs that wasn't as complicated and just lesser costs. But it's a process we're weaving through to ultimately. And people aren't committing to the construction process till we know we're good on budget.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't always get there. Sometimes it just doesn't work out. But we think it's a really important part of what we do. And I think our customers that find design an important part of what they do, we're a great fit. Now, not are we good at building it, but design and build together, doing both well, because one will you know, play off the other as well.
Right. And we can get into this, but part of what you're doing is, and we can, all the healthy part of this.
Yes.
You belong to Step Beyond Green to Healthy.
Yeah.
I do too. But, you know, how it really affects your business, I think, is important, what you're doing for that.
Right. And so we get into with other customers that, and some for health reasons, need a healthier environment. And when I tell people, you know, we're building homes that are healthier to live in, and people look at me and go, well, isn't every home healthy to live in?
Not so much.
I say, well, I don't think it's intentionally unhealthy.
Right.
But they are definitely problems with a lot of homes. So not only is it building the home to last, to be airtight, to be watertight, it's about the materials we're putting into it. And in the advent of today's, you know, chemical giants out there that are, you know, we're creating products that last a good long time, but they're doing that through a lot of chemical processes, mm-hmm. which, again, isn't a bad thing, but...
All the off-gassing and everything that comes from that.
Carpet's a prime example. So carpet has, I don't know, I've heard anywhere between 22,000 and 30-some thousand chemicals in it, just in the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
And... You go into a house that just has new carpeting, you get that smell, that new carpet mm-hmm. smell that everybody goes, oh my gosh, it's so great. It actually isn't.
Yeah.
There's a lot of problems with that. And it's not like, you know, you walk into the room, you smell this and, oh, I got cancer. Mm. That's not what we're saying. But it's the over time, you know, having these gases in our house will affect us. So, you know, that's just one example. I'm not blaming the carpet industry or anything. I'm just saying it's an example of something that you throw all these things inside an environment, and now we're getting really good about making houses weather tight. Now you got this box that doesn't breathe, not properly ventilated, and you have all these VOCs in it, and it just over time can make us sick. Not to mention, I mean, we can get into mold as well. Yeah. That's another big one that happens for other reasons. But
we need to go to a break.
Yes.
But yeah, that affects everybody a little differently, so we can keep going on that.
Yeah, we can talk about that when we come back. Check them out, DimensionDBR.com. That is Dimension Design Build Remodel. Dave with us all this hour. Get your calls and text in at 855-616-1620. It is a Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
David Nason and Dayton Kane. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Yeah, this would be Wiz Khalifa.
Wiz
Khalifa going to be at the Eagles Ballroom tonight.
Have fun with that.
Yeah, that's going to be a good show. I mean, you're going to be right in the mosh pit up front, aren't you, David? Jumping around.
No, I got a lot of yard work and other stuff to do today. We got friends coming.
Dayton Kane, David Nason, and Dave Callie from Dimension Design Build Remodel on with us. We do have a text at 855-616-1620. It says, when looking at a house that has been remodeled from a closed concept to an open concept, what do I look for to see that it's been done properly? And then a follow-up with are you an engineering firm? So,
we are not an engineering firm. We are builders and remodelers and designers, but not engineers. So,
but you have engineers you work with on a project if you need to?
Correct. We'll bring in engineers as subs as needed.
Probably the big question here is, though, is like, can I take out bearing walls? And even though you're not an engineer, you can walk into a house and pretty much identify that.
Yeah, I mean, so after it's all drywalled and everything, if you're opening up a space in a house, how do you tell if you bought it from a fixer-upper flipper? I think the telltale sign would be drywall cracking. Mm. And that might happen over time. It might be hard to know unless some cracks were appearing.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we get that question, you know, during my inspections as well. It's like, wow, you know, did they do this right? And like you said, if it's all drywalled, you can't comment necessarily on what you can't see.
Well, so, I would say if it was permitted too.
Well, that's...
And it passed inspection, you would assume the inspector did his job.
Right.
So
you assume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And typically, so if you're really putting in beams or something like that, part of that permit process, you have to supply engineering to the building inspector.
Yeah. Engineering drawings with calculations. And
So anybody can search at wherever you live You can go to the
see building, that there's permits pulled.
The
yeah.
building department.
I would assume you guys have done a lot of that because the open concept is big, right? Everybody wants that big open space, so you've probably taken out lots of walls and built around that.
Yeah, I mean, on the kitchen remodel side, we do a lot of, you know, the dining rooms are such a thing of the, I don't know, 60s,
yeah.
70s. 20s. Everybody had to have a dining room. Oh, and even earlier. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
and
we use our dining room every day.
And almost. A lot of people love them, but some people just never did because maybe they have another table in the kitchen. And so a lot of them were storage spaces, unused spaces. So we rip out a lot of walls between kitchens and dining rooms and create expansive kitchens. And so that's a really common and really popular one that we've done many, many times.
All right. We do need to take a break. We do have Dave with us for another half hour. Get your calls and texts in on the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line 855-616-1620. Dimension Design Build Remodel. You can find them at dimensiondbr.com. Now we go over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Sean Brenda. Good morning, Sean.
Morning, Dayton. So
we get drunk, so what we don't sleep. WTMJ's The Fix It Show with David Nason and Dayton Kane.
Thank you for joining us. You can find the Fix It Show podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Dayton Kane. That's David Nason, Dave Calley from Dimension Design Build Remodel on with us. Dave, you've been doing this for over 20 years in North,
yes, sir,
Southeastern Wisconsin. What makes you different than other contracting companies?
I would say, you know, typically the scope of projects. I tell people we're a good fit if you have a design build project. You know, people that... you know, just want to put new countertops in or, you know, maybe reface some cabinets. You don't really need a designer for that per se. So we typically don't do that sort of thing unless it's a part of a bigger project. So we stick to that and we focus on that because our process is set for designing and building new homes and addition remodeling projects and even some commercial stuff.
So we did get a text, and this can tie into that a little bit. It says, good morning. Can a breakfast bar be converted to an island by cutting the breakfast bar height down to the rest of the island height?
Yeah, I mean, I think if we're talking about, you know, maybe there's some sort of half wall situation there, you can easily cut that down and then have
the
countertop just extend through that.
Okay. Yes. And that's something you wouldn't do on a one-off, but if it was part of a whole redesign of a kitchen and
correct,
you're doing that.
Yeah, if people are calling us for just that, we're just probably not the right fit for that.
Okay,
yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, you're
that
hiring somebody to do it. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, sometimes we can recommend people if we got good recommendations and, you know, we'll stick with typically NARI members, fellow NARI members, because we, you know and trust them. So I don't always have a recommendation, but if I do, I have no problem kind of helping people out if I can.
So as I look on the website, there's beautiful dining rooms and kitchens, but then there's an outside view. You do exterior stuff too?
Not by itself.
Okay.
So again, if you just want your roof done or your siding done, typically you're going to call a roofing or siding company.
Yeah. Sure.
Again, as part of a addition project, we'll do all that stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
So we have all the trades. So we'll take care of anything anybody wants us in a home, but we just do it in conjunction with bigger projects.
Yeah. So if you're putting an addition on, it needs a roof, it needs siding. Maybe you just roof the addition and side the addition.
Yeah, it depends on the age of the shingles. Yeah.
Most likely you're doing a whole new roof.
Yep.
Tear off, re-roof, just blend it all in and everything. And then same thing with the siding. If it's older, needs to be updated.
Correct.
You know, you want the whole thing to look. The idea of the addition a lot of times is make it look like it was originally part of the house.
Yep, for sure.
So tell me what awards you've won. Toot your horn a little bit.
Well, we did a parade home in the NBA Parade of Homes in 2018, and we won a couple awards for that for our home in Sussex. Was also recognized as one of the healthiest homes in the state, if not the healthiest.
Nice.
Had a third party test it for all sorts of things, and it's hard to reach really good numbers in new home construction just because everything's new. So we did that by paying attention to the materials we were selecting, and with NARI, we've won a bunch of awards for various projects over the years that we've been there. So I'm not sure how many we got, but. we got a good amount of them. We're proud that we we do that kind of work.
You just had a project in the Nary Tour Homes last weekend?
Yes, yeah. So the Nary Spring Tour Remodeled Homes, we're big fans of doing that. It's the kind of the MBA's version of their Parade of Homes. Nary does a spring tour on the weekend. So we get to show off a project of our choosing, and it just goes for 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. And projects are all across southeast Wisconsin, but ours was in Pewaukee. And boy, we had a wonderful turnout. We had over 200 people there, which, I mean, historically speaking, that's really good. So we're overall, the turnout, it sounds like it was really great. So we're really excited for that. And I love the personal, I mean, not only do you get to, it's one thing to look at pictures, but to actually have customers see firsthand all the details, because you can't see pictures, you can see so much, but you can't see the fine details. But
home shows are a good time to maybe meet a lot of different people, get some feel for who you're talking to. But this show, that, or this tour that you're just talking about now, it's this, you're in the space.
Best of both worlds.
You're in the space, and you're
so you're seeing firsthand, and you're also having conversations with these people, and it's just nice getting to know people. So.
Well, if you've ever gone house hunting, you can look online on Zillow and you'll see the pictures like, wow, look at this house. And then you walk in it and you're like, oh,
wow.
Pictures
they didn't
look
show
way
that in the
better
picture.
Than, when you're in the space and you can see every caulk line and you can touch every faucet handle and you can really, it's different, right?
Yeah, the devil's in the details. Yeah. You got to, Dave knows this for sure, being an inspector, but the details really matter. So even if it's just on finishes, but... You know, it's an important part of what we do, and to see those firsthand really helps people understand that we just do it at a high level.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And we care.
All right. 855-616-1620. Keep the calls and texts coming in. That is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line, 855-616-1620. Find them at DimensionDBR.com. It's Dimension Design Build Remodel. Dave with us for a couple more segments. We'd love to hear from you. It is the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Get her done. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Brewers Pirates 305 first pitch in Pittsburgh tonight. You can catch the game here on WTMJ. I'm Dayton Kane, David Nason, and Dave Calley from Dimension Design Build Remodel on with us. Let's talk about new construction here a little bit, because we haven't touched much on that. You were talking about a healthy home and building it so that it's tight, waterproof, but yet clean, and you can live in it and not have all the chemicals and stuff. Unpack that for us a little bit more.
Yeah, and I think when I tell people, hey, we build healthy homes, they go, oh, you mean that green thing? And that's not really, I mean, maybe they overlap a little bit, but our focus is on personal health, and, you know, green is more...
The environment.
Not that the environment isn't important, but they're not the same. So, I mean, we could do both, but we're really focused on building high-performing homes. And, you know, we can do all sorts of things to, you know, focus on materials we put in there that don't have VOCs and all that. But ultimately, we have to create homes that are really well built. And the reason we have to do that is we got to make sure that we're keeping water from getting in, and not just with relying on caulk to keep the water out. Because eventually, you know, water is going to get behind the siding or into a crack somewhere. So what is really important is putting a rain screen behind that siding in front of the exterior sheathing and giving the water an opportunity when and if it gets in there, or I should say if and when, because it's going to happen eventually, whether it's years or decades down the road, but the water gets back there, it can't get trapped back there. So you have to give it a path out and then give it an opportunity to dry, because I think there's the saying goes, if it can't dry, it will die.
Yeah.
Somebody sort of famous said that. But so really focusing on the details of flashing windows properly. We really like the zip system for exterior sheathing and that properly installed. And then you even get on the zip, we like to create a thermal barrier. So they have different layers of, they call it Zip R. So it's insulation on the outside. We at the very least like to have the zip, and I think it's a R3 or whatever it is, but just to create that thermal break on the outside really helps. And then once we get on the inside, it's really creating a tight air barrier on the inside. And, you know, we like to go a little step further than just Visqueen or something. And so that air barrier starts with the zip system on the outside. And so that's easy to do. But then once we get over the top of the wall and into the ceiling, it's now we got to make sure that's a continuous path to the inside. So what we like to do is drape, there's a Swiss company that make Myrex, I think it's called, but it's kind of a smart air barrier. And we actually, before the trusses get set, we drape some of this over the exterior walls and any load-bearing walls, and then we set the trusses. So we got but we make sure we got a flap to tape this to. So then on the inside, we'll put this product across the ceiling, make sure it's taped and properly sealed, and then what we'll do is we'll take a 2x4 and put it on its side up on the ceiling and have our carpenter put that in after the fact to give us a chase for all the electricians and everybody to run their wires through. So now we're not poking holes in it.
Yeah. You probably lost most everybody right there.
I'm sorry, I'm kind of nerdy. Oh,
I followed you completely what you're doing there, and this is all about air movement, and if you don't do this, that's why so many people have ice dams.
Yeah. Well, and it, so it's just about, so in the easy explanation is making sure that we have a truly tight interior air barrier, so now we can control what's happening inside there. And most builders don't go to the depths that we do to make sure that that is happening. And then once we get on the inside, then we're focused on finishes and what we're using to keep that indoor air fresh. And also HVAC systems become really important as well. So, you know, we're not just putting standard builder grade HVAC systems in. We gotta up the game a little bit. But it's just, we're not trying to build passive homes here, but we're just trying to build really highly energy efficient homes that one will go the extra step in keeping water out, keeping the air in, because we know if water gets in, mold's going to start. So it's also about developing systems to make sure that water's not getting in and controlling the ability for mold to grow inside a house.
Yeah, the word you hear a lot now is durable. Making houses durable.
They'll last a long time. And ultimately be more comfortable and all the above.
I mean, old houses like mine, I talk about this all the time. My house is very durable because it wasn't airtight.
Right, it breathes. If water gets in.
And it could dry.
It can dry. That's the biggest thing.
Today's houses, they are, if you don't do to the level you're talking about, they're not that durable. The wood that we're using, you know, grew for 20 years, cut the tree down. But my house, those trees and that wood were hundreds of years old before they cut them down. Well, so it's very different construction.
Yeah, and it's also, I mean, window penetrations are a tough one too. So it's also about, one, sealing it when you're putting it up. And then two, on the inside, properly sealing that space between the wall, the stud wall, and the jamb. Sealing that opening and making sure it's properly flashed and taped and all that. So again, it's just paying attention to all those details and really caring about the end result of what's happening.
DimensionDBR.com, that's the website. You can check them out at. Dave with us from Dimension Design Build Remodel for one more segment, 855-616-1620. If you have questions, it's the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. More of your questions next. It's the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
Fix It Show sponsored each week by Siding Unlimited and J&B Construction. Dayton Kane, David Nason, and Dave Callie from Dimension Design Build Remodel. So we've hit a lot. You guys do a lot of great work. You've got award-winning teams that you're putting together, winning showcases. It's awesome. How long is this process? If I come to you tomorrow, first of all, how would I contact you? And then what do I expect after that?
Yeah, you can obviously the telephone, you can call. I mean, we're 262-402-6602 is our office number, so you can call me directly there. You can also go on our website, dimension-dbr.com. And so either one of those ways, But the process, so our preliminary design phase typically takes, and it'll depend on the type of project, but it'll be anywhere from 3 to 6 months. That's where we're going through and sitting down with our customers on multiple times and working through truly what they want the design to be. But we're analyzing many different options to boil it down to one option that then we put real construction numbers to it. If we don't hit the mark there, we kind of got to go back to the drawing board. But we're creating drawings that are accurate enough to get realistic pricing, but not finished drawings. Because it doesn't make sense to spend the money to finish the drawings until you know we're in a good place budget-wise. So it's really kind of a check and a balance and working through. And once we finally get the budget figured out, we might have to value engineer it midway through. But that process will take anywhere from 3 to 6 months. So people just got to plan for that. So that's 3 to 6 months to get through that to the point where we're finally starting construction. Because once we then figure out the budget, get the preliminary drawings done, now we're good on the budget, sign the construction contract. Now we got to go back into design because now we got to finish the drawings and start making selections. And our team will hold our clients by the hand. And it's not just, hey, go tell us what you like, but we'll actually go and look at all the different finishes in a home or remodeling project, pick the ones that they want, and you know, we'll finish the drawings. We got to get the permits too, because permits are important.
Mm-hmm.
And schedule is really important. So having all our ducks in a row, so the day that we say we're starting construction, we're actually starting. And then from a project management side, we use Builder Trend software to communicate our schedules to everybody, including our clients. So we get a realistic schedule ahead of time, and they can see just how the project's unfolding. And even though having a plan makes things go pretty smooth, it won't go perfect. So, well, we'll adjust as necessary, but it gets updated in real time. So we're constantly communicating with our customers and our vendors, and it's just it's a very very altruistic and you know, just important to keep communication channels open always.
Well, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah.
Excellent conversation today. Right. We loved it. And again, you can get contact with them at Dimension. You said dimension-dbr.com?
It's either dash or without a dash.
Yeah,
we got them
either
both.
Way.
So
yeah,
either
you got
way.
Them covered.
Yeah.
Very nice to have you, Dave. Yeah, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Enjoy your weekend.
That does it for hour number one. CertaPro Painters on next on The Fix-It Show.
This has been The Fix-It Show on WTMJ, presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.